October 2024 episode of the In the Distance Oblivious Playlist podcast. I'm with the currently flame retardant Phoebe Fowler.
And I'm here with the recently cat scratched Big Al Hammond. Every month, we pick 11 songs of pretty much any genre or any time period that we put into a changing Spotify playlist. Our podcast is an actual recording of our odd and ritual-filled ceremony we go through each month to select those songs.
Our podcast is never intended to be overly professional. It's basically unscripted, just two random people sitting around talking about music and why we often like,
but sometimes dislike,
each other's music tastes. Upon us, Phoebe.
It's fall, y'all.
It is. Happy autumnal.
Yay.
We've had a good month. We went camping. We actually traded our submissions in the Big Meadows Lodge.
We did.
Which we love visiting.
That was fun trading while we were there, you know.
It was. It was very fun. And we got a chance to spend some time listening to each other's submissions
A lot of time doing that.
Without talking about them.
Exactly. And
yes,
it was kind of the only thing to do
exactly.
up there.
Right. It was pouring down rain the whole time we were there.
Pretty much. But the fog was absolutely beautiful.
The fog
we hadn't
and the
seen
fog.
That before.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a great experience every
time. Do you want to tell the listeners about our other adventure that we went on this month?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So a couple weeks ago, we went to Debochka, the concert that we were talking about last month.
Yes.
We went. It was amazing.
Very exciting.
We saw them at the Black Cat in D.C.
Yes.
That was probably the best concert I've been to in my life
It was top few for me, at
it
least.
It was amazing.
They were so good. They just have such energy.
Gosh.
They have such presence.
It was moving.
Magic.
Yeah.
Magical. Yep.
It's completely stunning.
Yeah.
I do have a thing to say
about this. Okay. Tell me about your thing.
I know that we all spent the last 4 years in isolation and all kinds of weird juju happening, right?
Yes.
Okay. What happened to concert etiquette?
Yeah.
Man, like, can we stop with the shoving and pushing and everything? We're all here to see this person that we like, and not just this concert, but just like in general, like the social niceties have eroded.
I didn't feel like people were that rude at this show, did you?
Not that rude. I was definitely getting shoved religiously by somebody that really, really wanted to get between me and the people that were next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a pencil's length
yes.
of space
yes.
in between that.
That's
and
fair.
She was relentless.
She
but anywho.
She was a gyrating human and not in a good way.
But the concert was amazing.
The concert was amazing.
I was so glad that we could go, and I will happily go anytime that they play around here.
Yep, absolutely. We also, we sometimes get around to videoing our little processional that we do as a ritual to begin each ceremony, which you're not ever going to see because it's not particularly family friendly. This time we have a somewhat different setup than we used to. We haven't figured out all the logistics yet. And I almost set the studio on fire. But it's all good. We're happy
to be here.
Flames were extinguished. No flammables were released on the cat or on anything else. What do you think about your submissions? What do you think about my submission?
I started out and I'm still slowly coming around to my own submissions. I think I told you this, that I kind of didn't even really like mine when I submitted them to you. And the more I listened to it, I kind of like, I relented on that a little bit. I'm like, you know what? It's not that bad.
Which you say pretty much every month.
Do I?
Yeah.
It's just, I'm so familiar with my own songs by that point, and I'm just, I find it hard to, I guess, take an objective view of it. So I'm still a little bit so-so on mine, but there's definitely a few that I went in.
I think we both have a few really, really good ones.
I think all
20 are quite good songs.
Maybe that's what it is for me, though. I feel like I'm used to having more of a balanced playlist going on. And this one, it's heavily skewed, in my opinion, of the very best. And then some that are like, you're there. You're good. But like, you're not reaching that same level that I need it to be. But yeah, that's pretty much what I think. Mm-hmm. And as far as yours go, there's definitely a few that I need in there now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what do you think of yours?
I will start by saying I don't see myself doing well at all in the voting process.
I've gone back and forth.
No, I don't think I'm going to do well. but I will be very happy if I get my favorite three in. And
I can agree with that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I have three that I want in as well.
Interesting. Okay. Do you have a prediction on how you will do? How I will do?
I think I will get 8 out of 10. I think you will get 7 out of 10.
We are in total agreement.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so we're both going to be wrong then.
We'll probably be the opposite of that. No, I was going to say I probably will get 7.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt I will get more than that. And I see you doing slightly better, but I don't know that I see you getting more than 8.
Yeah, I'm not super enthusiastic about getting a 9 or a 10 this round.
Yeah.
But
so it goes.
I bet we'll come up with a fantastic playlist as always.
We usually do. No, I'm really excited about the potential of the way this playlist goes together.
Ugh.
So anyway.
We'll have to come back to that at the end though, if it's matched our expectations.
Yes. Yeah. And if we're mad at each other
grievances.
For fucking something up. Anyway, as always, we come into this silliness having submitted 10 songs to each other earlier in the month. You can find the links to those submissions in our show notes. Now we're going to take turns narrowing those 20 songs down, first to 10, then eventually to the 11 songs that will become the finished playlist. I am going to start off the ceremony by first picking one of Phoebe's songs.
We're listening to Can, Vitamin C, from their song Egi Bangmyasi from 1972. I did not pronounce that right.
Yep, that's all right.
Oh, I'm so glad you like this. I didn't think you would like it.
How have I never heard of this band?
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, yeah. I feel accomplished. Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Seriously, we will be taking a listen to this album and the one before, I believe.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were kind of bringing the prog rock this month.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In a good way.
It was like sort of an unintentional theme.
Right.
So.
They're very, like, I know that they're from that era, but they don't sound like it at all. In some ways, they sound kind of late 60s,
yep.
But this sounds almost sort of like pre-club music,
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know?
Like, yeah. I wonder what that whole scene was like.
I know.
At that time, like this kind of music, like what the fuck did people think? I mean, I know there are all kinds of weird shit coming out, like post-war in that area.
Especially in Europe.
Man. All right, so next pick is mine.
Then
I'll be picking one of yours.
Correct. We're listening to The Quiet Hollers. The song is Mont Blanc. From their album, The Quiet Hollers, in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last month I told you there was a song that I've had kicking around since June that I couldn't fit into any month's playlist?
Oh, this was it?
That I was going to build an entire playlist around?
Nice.
You obviously like this.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Honestly, a lot of it is in his voice.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like I've noticed that a lot of your submissions, like, over the course of however many years we've been doing this, 4 years, it's often more lyrical than mine are.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this.
It's such a good song.
And it's like the subject matter is almost, it's like punk-like almost.
It's
and
very
like,
dark.
It's so funny. Like, it's incredibly dark. His voice matches it perfectly.
Yep.
But it's also like, I don't know, it's rich, if that makes sense.
This, to me, is just an example of absolutely first-rate lyric writing.
Yeah.
This is such a smart, dark song. Yeah, I just love this. And it's like,
yeah.
I wasn't even sure I liked it well enough to vote for or mm-hmm. pick, but I liked it enough that I just wanted to keep listening to it. And then once it got in there, I was like, oh, yeah. This is like really
It's also one of those things that will easily fly under the radar. You have to like stop and pay attention to it.
Yes.
It's so funny, like when I first heard this, I didn't really pay it much mind, but like I listened to it like for the second and third time. And then it just hit me how much of a Big Al song this is.
Yep. You're not wrong.
It definitely has your scent on it.
This also might be a rare video where the music video is better than the live version.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's two really good videos for this.
All right.
I might even include both of them. It's the music video of this is, it fits
That's
perfectly.
Cool. The voice does not sound the same at all, but there's like a similar moodiness, like a darkness to like Mark Kozelek.
Yeah.
A bit, right?
I see why you say that. Yeah, the mood is very similar. So I'm picking one of my songs next.
Correct. You are.
Here we go.
You ready?
Yeah. Of course I had to pick Peter Mulvey.
What do you mean, of course?
I tried getting him in last month and you wouldn't let me.
Why is it on me?
Because everything's your fault. The song is 29 Cent Head. The album is Kitchen Radio from 2004. This is Peter Mulvey's third appearance, technically. The other two were with Redbird, mm-hmm. Strangers, in September 2020, going way back. And then the REM cover, You Are the Everything, from August of 2022. Do you like this?
Oh, I like this. Yeah. Yeah, this is good.
Do you like this better than the one I tried to get in last month?
What was the one last month?
I can't remember.
Okay,
yep,
cool.
Yep, there we go. So
that answered that.
Yeah. Neither one
of us
remembers.
To be fair, I've been flirting with the idea of submitting a Peter Mulvey song, but this is better than what I had in mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is a little different. This is a little more electric, up-tempo
moving,
than a lot of his stuff.
Yeah, it is.
But I like it a lot. And it's also smart and funny and like him in a good way. Thank you, Chicken. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Phoebe.
You're welcome. Bourbon for everybody.
Yeah, the song that I submitted, I think it was last month, recently, was Road to Mallow.
You're right.
Yep, which is another great song of his, but a very different song than
it
this.
It is.
Are you ready to pick one of yours?
It is that time, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah, I think I'm ready. Had to do it. So we're listening to Black Midi, their song Welcome to Hell from their album Hellfire, released in 2022.
Phoebe does the prog rock.
Don't come for me.
No, I like it. I like it a lot.
Honestly, the more I listen to them, the more hooked I am. I really like, and some of it, I'll be honest, like, is just not my jam at mm-hmm. all. And I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, that's fucking weird in a way that I hate. But some of it, when I like it, it really gets stuck in my head.
I definitely haven't made up my mind yet about Black Midi, but I like that you put them in there, and I like listening to them. And both the songs I have enjoyed, and I'm very glad they're in there.
And the previous song was Sugar Zoo.
Welcome to Hell, baby.
Do you have a preference between this one and the previous one?
This one.
Yeah. Right?
It's a little more, for lack of a better word, catchy.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. And when I think of Black Midi, catchy is not what comes to my mind at all.
Right. If you're Black Midi, you got to try hard.
The antithesis of catchy.
Yeah.
No, this is definitely one of the songs that, you know, I'll start listening to it and I'll get into it. And then by the end of it, I'm like jumping around and I have to listen to it like at high volume.
Yep. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
They're that kind of band.
Anyway, that was my pick.
That was number four. I'm going to pick one of your songs next.
You've chosen wisely.
I have chosen wisely.
We're listening to The Gulag Orchestra by Beirut from the album Gulag Orkestar, released in 2006. His first album, actually.
Oh, really? I don't think I knew that. His / there.
I fucking love him so much. And then, like, I kind of hesitated putting this in just because you know him so well and he's well known
in
the indie scene.
I've heard this song so much, I can't possibly pick it, but I can't help but pick it.
And, like, I wasn't even, so, and okay, I'll go back, right? Mm-hmm. Here's a story. I don't remember exactly how I got on it, but I was listening to A Hawk and a Hacksaw, right? And then I got on Reddit, and there's a subreddit called, like, Indie Scene or something like that, whatever. And apparently, Beirut did an AMA, like, a couple of years, like, 2-3 years ago.
Nice.
In there, which is super cool. And he just comes across as, like, such a sweet, like, thoughtful person.
Is he? Yeah.
And somebody had asked, they're like, oh, we know of so-and-so in this group. But who do you recommend? Who do you like that you want us to listen to? And no, he guess who he said?
Who?
A Hawk and a Hacksaw.
Yeah. Well, he was in them.
Yes. Well, I don't know if he was actually in them, but they played on his first album.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When I saw them, he was a member.
Oh yeah,
of them.
That's so cool.
I could be wrong.
I didn't know that.
Don't hold me to it. But when I saw them open for Wilco in 2008-ish. I'm pretty sure he played the trumpet.
Oh, sweet.
But I'm, it's possible I'm wrong.
I mean, you were there, so.
Well, but I also didn't know them. I feel like I learned after the fact that he'd been in them. And I remember there was a trumpet player and he was kind of cute. And but
the rest is history.
I might have confused him with other people.
No, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his second time in the playlist now?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. You had a bunch of returnees this time.
I did. Yep. I know. I mean, I try not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try not to do that, but.
Yeah, but all yours were twos and threes.
Yeah.
Know? Like, eventually, not you run out, but it's harder to find new people that have never been in.
Spotify algorithm has to work overtime for that one, right?
There's also a very good video of this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, and the video is seriously good.
There's just something about him. I can't get enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just like, it transports you somehow.
I would love to see him / them live.
I would 100% love to do that. Yep.
I don't know how much they tour, but that'd be fun.
He does not tour off. Apparently, he doesn't like paying live.
Oh, really? It's probably hard to recreate. And I've seen them on YouTube, and I think I even saw them on, like, a TV program one time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super fun live, but it's probably a little bit of an undertaking.
I'm sure.
Arranging and getting everybody together right.
I mean, when you spend most of your time in your room making sounds and shit.
Yeah.
All right. That marks what? Was that number 5?
I think that was the halfway point.
All right.
You're picking,
one of yours
mine.
Next.
Yep. We're listening to Marley Hale. The song is To Those at My Window. The album is By My Own Ways. It's actually an EP, not an album, from this year. This is the second song that is my second attempt at getting somebody into the playlist.
Here we go.
Right? This is the second winner of previous losers.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I just love her. She just, like, has a sexy fucking voice, right?
It's her voice, but it feels like it's part of her personality.
Yeah.
She's moody, but she has, like, this intensity, this fuck you, I won't apologize thing to her.
And also, like, it kind of fits with her whole persona and her look.
Yeah.
Like, she's one of those women that, like, you would overlook until you got to know her personality. Mm-hmm. And then she's, like, so fuck you that you, like, bow down before her.
That's hot.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, this song is a gem.
Yeah.
I love it.
You like this better than the previous one?
Yes. It's like this one grabbed me more. And, like, to be fair, I overlooked both of them initially. And I don't know, that second or third listen around, I was like, wait, whoa, mm-hmm. whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong. And there's sort of a raw unpolishedness in her voice that's very appealing to me. Like, she's not slick.
I love it. Yeah. It works for her.
Yep. Absolutely. I believe now I am picking. That was six.
So that was six.
So I'm picking one of mine.
Yes. This will be telling. This will change the course of everything.
Ooh, Frank thinks so too. This is the Bookshop Band performing Doll, inspired by Orphans of the Carnival by Carol Birch. The album is Emerge Return from this year. The Bookshop Band is Beth Porter and Ben Please. They've been around for 14 years. They have 14 albums out and are almost unknown.
Oh my God. I didn't know they had 14 out.
They perform music entirely inspired by books.
I read that.
They started at Mr. B's Emporium of Reading Delights. They perform most often in, wait for it, bookshops. Do you know about the Bookshop Band?
I don't. What I do know is I fucking love this concept.
Yes.
That is
yes.
So fucking
fun,
cool. I love everything about that.
I found out about the Bookshop Band originally from a New York Times article reported by Elizabeth Egan. So here's a good story for you. In 2018, when they were on tour, a mutual friend set Porter and Please up to stay at a guest cottage outside of London owned by a gentleman by the name of Pete Townsend. They left a stack of their CDs as a thank you gift. He ended up listening to them driving and loved them, later emailed them and offering his place if they ever needed touring again. More messages result in plans for a return visit and an agreement originally posed by Ben Please, sort of in jest, that Townsend would produce an album that the band would record in his studio. He not only ended up producing the album, but played on every track on this album.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Oh,
how cool is that?
So happy.
To be a nerdy Bookshop Band and have your record produced by Pete fucking
Townsend. I fucking love that. Are you kidding me? You know what?
Yes, right?
I love that story. Definitely deserves that.
The New York Times article is fantastic.
You'll have to send me that too. Yeah. And include it in the show notes.
although it's a paywall thing, then people may not be able to read it, but it's
pretty
awesome.
That is so cool.
If you have the New York Times, look up the Bookshop Band. It's worth a read.
All right. I guess it's my turn to pick one of my songs now, right? That'll mark number 8
yes.
coming up. So, as I was saying, if Big Al doesn't like this song, we have to reconsider our relationship. This song is Coconut by Harry Nilsson from Nilsson Schmilsson, released in 1971. This will be his second time in the playlist. Are we still together or what? What's happening with our relationship?
So, first off, yes, this song is from 50 years ago. Times were different. Standards were different.
Oh, boy.
But let's discuss if maybe there's like a little bit of cultural appropriation going
on
here. You know?
Uh-huh.
Right? Second off, we might edit this part out depending on your reaction here.
Yeah.
I can promise you, you have never seen a video like this before.
I'm not sure I want to.
I'm just saying... We talked about cultural appropriation.
Oh, No.
It's not what you think.
Am I going to have a problem with it? And I don't know a whole lot about this song.
I don't even know what you're going to think of this video. Like, it might be... It is absolutely hilarious.
Should we consider that maybe we don't put this in? Because I don't want to support...
Yes. We may edit all of this out.
No, I mean, like, even the song.
No, the song is fine.
Okay. Are you sure? Because if you said it's like cultural appropriation, like, I was listening to the lyrics and was like, it doesn't sound like...
I think it's a perfect example of that times were a little different. It's a fun song. It's a good song.
Okay.
I like the song. I voted for the song.
Okay.
I want the song to be in the playlist.
Okay.
I like the song.
But like, if it's something you know that I don't know...
When you see the video,
no,
I'm not sure what you will think. So we might take that part
out. I don't know how
out.
I feel about
we
this.
We might take that part
I'm
out.
I'm not feeling so good about my choice, y'all.
Okay.
I will say, I fucking love this song.
It's so fucking
It's
fun.
So silly. Yeah. It's fun. It's out there.
Yes. It's all like, of those things. It's completely silly and completely goofy. Yep. Yep.
Tina Tamarine. Yep.
Lime in the coconut.
Like, what does it even fucking mean? Does it mean anything?
He's a nutcase. Just is what he is.
Yeah.
And when you see the video, you will.
Oh, I'm
nutcase.
Concerned.
Nutcase will be underlined.
No.
Nutcase will be in bold.
Oh boy. Well, let's hope it's not too culturally offensive and appropriating. And if it is, I am apologizing right now for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great song. It's a super fun song.
You look so concerned.
I'm trying to prepare you.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
All right. After that,
that was number, was that eight already?
That was eight. Jeez. Yeah, we're heading into number nine, so you are picking one of my songs.
I am.
You've chosen well. You've chosen Alison Russell. All of the Women. From the album Outside Child, released in 2021. Yes.
All I can say is I'm going to have a tough time picking your greatest hits. This is...
And it's so good.
This is, if not the best song you have ever submitted to the playlist, it's like in your top five.
Yep.
This is stunning.
It's so good.
This is a beautiful song. It's an emotional amazement.
It's funny because like I've been holding on to this song for like 3 months, and I was like, oh my god, please don't find this, please don't find this, so I could like stay my song. And just every single time I try to put it into a playlist, this is the one that I was telling you about. It just didn't fit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, same not, for the quiet
not that it fits,
for me.
Right? Yep. It doesn't necessarily fit
reasons.
In this one, but I feel like there are some standouts, and I was like, at least you will be in a standout one.
This is a phenomenal piece of music.
Oh, I love it. Yes. I'm so glad you picked it.
Oh,
she's like such
this has to get in.
Rich voice. It's rich. It's sultry. She could literally sing anything she wanted to sing. It's obviously the mood of it. That chorus in the background. It's like her voice just like fucking reaches down into the pit of you and like rips something out. Oh my god.
And this is a fucking tour de force for her.
Oh,
yeah.
I love this. But yeah, her previous song, this is her second time in the playlist.
Yes.
Her previous song was Night Flyer,
yes.
Your Submission.
Yes, which is a great
love.
Song and a fun song, but this is like...
This is something else,
this
right?
This is where she's bringing the serious shit.
Oh, this is why I love her.
I get teary listening to this song. This song is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And it's also like... Oh.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, like... That fucking clarinet solo, of which she is playing the clarinet.
Yep. I thought you'd appreciate
like,
that.
That's...
Oh, man.
That's scary.
This is also one that I slightly hesitated to put it in, just because she's
it's
so well
good.
Known.
No, it's too good. It's too good for our playlist. Like, our playlist is not worthy
we're
of
not
having
worthy.
Songs. Of not, we're not we're not a good... We're not a professional enough podcast to be playing music like this.
I think we're just two dorks that... love music
we
and are often transported by music and need music
yes.
to and get we, through life.
And we
and
need
I need this.
Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to pick our last of the 10.
I am.
You're going to pick
one of
my
yours.
Songs. It's not a surprise that you picked Shaky Graves to cure
it should
what
not
ails.
Be.
From the album Roll the Bones in 2021. Mm-hmm. So the original of this was released in 2011, and I've heard different versions. I'm not sure if this was the original or a reworked version of
the
original.
I don't know. I really like this version.
But I like this better than a lot of his stuff. It's
kind
of more sweet.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, I don't know, there's a vulnerability and a... almost like a cuteness here that some of his
it's
later stuff...
It's like a
stuff,
playfulness going on, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he could sound like this.
I know, No, I found this and I was like, listened to it. I was like, this is cool. Who is it? And then I was like, this
right?
is Shaky Graves. Right?
I had to double check. I was like, wait, that Shaky Graves? Or this is his third time in the playlist now then, right?
Oh, you know, I forgot to look that up. That sounds about right.
I believe it is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm happy that he's in here again. Especially with this, like a change, you know, in pace of his other stuff that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, it's just simple and sweet. And yeah, there's like some of his stuff, I like him a lot. Some of his stuff can get a little sort of affected.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like fallen in love with the fact that he's Shaky Graves.
Uh-huh.
But this is just sweet, and there's like a tenderness to it that's very
And there's
nice.
Also like a unpolishedness to this.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to like a lot of his other stuff.
Yep.
That just, it adds to all of those good things.
Yeah. We have 10 good songs, Phoebes.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
We'll have to get back together at the end to determine if they have met our expectations when we first started.
We will indeed. Picked our 10 songs, so now we're going to compare our ballots that we marked before the ceremony began to see how we did.
Play number one rotates each month, who in this case is going to be Big Al Hammond, will ring the chime of Thelonious, the number of rings corresponding to his correct number of picks.
Then Phoebe, who is player number two, will ring the chime in the same manner. I just dropped the fucking chime. Whoever has the most correct votes will then pick two songs.
And these can be songs that didn't get picked already, or any other songs, really.
And the loser in the voting process will then select one of those two songs for the final 11th pick.
So, in case of a tie, which happens often, we have a tiebreaker. Our mascot signed foul ball from a Richmond Flying Squirrels game, also known as the Squirrely Ball of Confusion. Thank you. Will decide any ties in the voting process.
Whoever holds said ball, which is now me, will thereby be pronounced the winner in case of a tie, and therefore the Lord Protector of Frank, aka the Primate of All-Star Supremacy, for the following month.
So, Big Al, you are up with the chime.
I got eight. I did better than I thought I was going to get.
Yay, hooray. All right.
Now I think it's your turn.
It is.
We tied.
We haven't tied in months.
We haven't tied in forever.
Have we tied this year?
Well, I think we tied.
Man.
Earlier this year, but it's been a while.
Wow. Congratulations.
And I win because
win.
I have the ball.
You have the ball.
I have the squirrely ball.
Yep.
I'm so excited. I haven't had Frank in months.
Yay.
Frank.
Well,
Frank,
now I have the squirrely ball then.
Frank.
Right?
You get to come live with me, Frankie boy. What do you think? Oh, I'm excited too, sweetie. So as the winner of this month's playlist, and as the newly crowned Lord Protector of Frank, the two songs that I'm selecting for Phoebe to pick from are Mantelpiece by Limoncello and If It Hadn't Been for Love by the Steel Drivers. What do you think, Phoebe?
I had to go with Limoncello, Mantelpiece.
You're not wrong.
This just, it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And just, God, soothing in that cello.
Yes.
It just gets me every time.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is Limoncello Mantelpiece from their album Struck Upon the Staircase, released in 2018.
I make up a little document on my computer with notes about my songs and about your mm-hmm. songs, and I write down my initial impression to everything.
Yeah.
And my initial impression of this was I like this, but it's just not doing enough for me. And then I listened to it more, and I went back and read that, and I was like, what the fuck?
Who the fuck is that person? And what are they on?
This is beautiful. Yeah. Like, I love this song.
It's funny, like, when I found this song, and I'd had it for, like, I don't know, a month, I was like, oh, this sounds like a Big Al song. Mm-hmm. Like a song that you would submit. And yep. It kind of just made me love it more. Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know.
There's something just compelling in her voice
yes.
and her presence.
Yep.
That, like, makes you want to listen to her more.
And you believe it.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are just, it's fucking poetic. It's so beautiful.
This reminds me, for completely different reasons, of The Quiet Hollers, in that it's, like, uh-huh. really quality songwriting.
Yep.
Like,
you're
quality
right.
lyric writing. Yeah. And she's been in the playlist before with Joshua Burnside, maybe? Somebody. She was in a mm-hmm. duet with somebody.
You're right.
And was it Joshua Burnside, or am I making that up?
I don't remember.
It was one of those Irish dudes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they're all the same, you know?
He was the...
It was Irish dudes. They all look the same.
No, it might have been Joshua Burnside.
Yeah. And was it Laura Quirk that did that wonderful video that I sent you of Beeswing, the Richard Thompson song?
Ooh.
Or am I thinking of somebody else?
That it sounds so familiar.
Right. And like, I would love for that song to be on Spotify
mm-hmm.
just so I can submit it, just so
yeah.
I can pick it.
Seriously.
Just so I can put that video online. Like, it's like the most beautiful video.
Hooray.
We've made another good playlist, Phoebe, I think.
We did.
Yep.
Thank you for your dedication, your help.
Always
your
back at you.
Musical wit.
Your musical knowledge and genius over there on the other side of the table. So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to look at some videos.
Oh boy!
And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what we thought about any of this crap. And also, we'll talk about some of the songs that didn't get in. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a minute.
See you in a bit.
We're back with you. We've watched some videos. We've laughed. We've cried. We've
been transformed.
We've questioned the morality of the times in which we live. We've had many emotional experiences, some good, some bad, some rather odd. What's your takeaway about our playlist this month?
I think what I thought after you submitted me yours, we have a somewhat eclectic playlist here.
We have some outliers.
I like it though.
I love it.
And like, the most outlier-y ones are really fucking good.
Yes.
I wouldn't trade any of them.
I don't disagree. Are there any, first off, are there any ones that did not get in, either yours or mine, that you would like to discuss?
I do want to know what you thought of that S.G. Goodman.
Yeah.
I thought it would go either way on that. You'd either really love it or you would hate it because you like the original. And I'm saying this as somebody that fucking loves Townes Van Zandt
sure.
and loves his song lungs.
And
so.
Also loves S.G. Goodman.
Right.
Yes.
And loves S.G. Goodman a lot. And I'm still regretful that I was not able to see mm-hmm. her recently in Richmond playing, but... Yeah, what did you think?
We watched the video version,
mm-hmm.
and I like the live version better. It definitely kicks it. I think maybe it's just too hard to cover Townes Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her attempt. I think it's an interesting take on the song. I think she
gotcha.
Has some serious vocal gifts. I don't think I quite bought it.
I think I bought it.
Yeah. That's legit.
I not only bought it, I really liked it.
Yeah.
And
but you didn't like it quite enough to pick it of your own. Yeah. You were hoping I would pick it? Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, I'll pick it, but I also won't pick it if something else
sure.
is. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, in a different playlist, I could see myself picking that.
Yeah.
But it's for me, with Towns Van Zandt, I mean, like a lot of other people, there needs to be something very, very different about the way you cover it, which I think she did.
It's definitely right? different.
And in addition to your voice, there has to be something different going on there. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think she did that.
I think she did that too.
It's really difficult to cover Towns Van Zandt, like you said.
Yes.
And
it's also sort of a weird song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit unusual in his repertoire that it's...
Yeah. It's honestly, it's one of my favorite songs by him. I love that song.
What did you think of the Jeremy Yannick that you submitted?
Ooh. Okay, this is another one.
Yeah.
I liked it. Okay, I really liked it. It's completely different from his previous song, Abigail Ann. Mm-hmm. That
we love.
That I submitted. Yes, several months ago last year. Mm-hmm. And we loved. But I wasn't sure what you would think about it. It didn't have that same... Abigail Ann had that driving intensity.
Yes.
That like...
He has
it cracked
such a...
on the cusp and spilled over.
Yeah.
And still fucking held you.
Yes.
And this one, it was different from that. But I
he
still feel like he
had that.
He has
such a passionate voice.
He does.
And he's such a passionate singer. And I think he's really talented. I really wanted to like it. I was like, oh, Jeremy Yannick's song. I'm so excited.
No.
I never quite really liked it. You know?
That's the thing. Like, I can understand where you're coming from. Because with him, it can be hit and miss sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And like, I've never disliked his music. But it's like taking somebody's magnum opus and comparing it to anything else they did. You're like, damn.
Yeah, like, right. Didn't quite get there.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rather than building up to that, but I do still really like that song. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other ones you want to talk about? Anything you want to complain about? Anything you're questioning our entire relationship about that I submitted?
I am retracting said statement after I watched that fucking video of Coconut, okay? I'm disturbed.
Yes. We
I'm disturbed and embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And listeners,
you shouldn't be embarrassed. It's like we can't always know what's going on in an artist's head. We also can't know the circumstances under which they wrote, produced, recorded.
And like sometimes like you'll write a song, it'll be produced, it'll be released, and then they create a music video later.
Absolutely.
And you're just like,
and
you may or may not have control
yes,
over that.
Yes, exactly. You also don't know who's in charge of, I mean, you know, there are lots of music videos that have been produced. And in this case, before, that was a music video that was produced before music videos were even a thing. You know?
And it's also like, I'm going into the music videos blind, and all I have to rely on are the songs themselves and
exactly,
the lyrics.
Exactly.
And I will be 100% honest, I do not always listen or look up every single lyric
sure,
to every
sure.
song.
Nobody does.
Because
yeah.
a lot of the time,
nobody
it
does.
Kind of frankly, for me, has nothing to do with the lyrics.
Right. I won't say it has nothing to do with it, but there definitely
sometimes.
Are things that like that slip through the cracks.
Yep.
Having said that, it's still a fun song. It's very fun. It's super fun to listen to.
And I still like it.
We love Harry Nilsson.
I will be singing it.
We love hearing that song. We love dancing around to that song. We love a little Tina Tambourine with that song, and that's all good. The music video is, I think we can agree, problematic.
I'm saying it's questionable as fuck.
Yes,
that's
yes.
my statement.
Yes, that's, and we include the video with
heavy side eye
with a heavy side eye and a strong disclaimer, but it's also I think we can agree that it's questionable, but I think we can also agree that it's kind of almost hilarious.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to get through several
yes.
moments of cringe, but
yes.
I found the humor on the other side of things.
Yes.
Something else I, sorry.
Go ahead.
Are we done talking about that?
No, go ahead.
Wanted to talk about?
Yes.
I have to say this. I actively dislike now my own submission.
Yes.
The Mondo Cosmo.
Okay. Why?
So listeners, initially I had another song in there
yes.
that was disqualified because it was, Was it Iron and Wine?
No. Bon Iver, Justin Vernon. Yes. He's been in the playlist. So listeners, we have a rule that if an artist has been in the playlist, they're not eligible again for 3 months.
Right.
Justin Vernon and or some version thereof him.
Some version, yes.
Was in the playlist either last month or the month before. He was not eligible this time.
Exactly.
That Phoebe's previous submission had to get booted.
She
resubmitted a song, Plastic Soul by Mondo Cosmo, and now she apparently regrets that submission. Why?
Thank you for that. Yes. I appreciate it. I did like that song the most, but after I submitted it and listened to his other stuff, I immediately regretted it because it came across as he was full of himself.
Yeah.
And I could not get past it. It was literally giving, and I am so sorry for this, Maroon 5.
Oh, really?
But, like,
different genre. I get a very Alt-J kind of vibe. Uh-huh. Not that I'm an Alt-J aficionado or fan or expert. I think Alt-J did some interesting, okay stuff. And I didn't mind that song, but I never quite really liked it a lot.
Uh-huh. Look, it interested me initially.
Yeah.
And then, like, the more I listened to it, especially after I submitted it, and I was like, wow, I kind of can't stand to listen to this. And maybe because it had to do with a lot of everything else that was in my playlist. And some of the other things that I did not pick but still liked were just, in my opinion, much better than
that
song.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think there's a lot of music in that sort of era / genre of, like, stuff that's, and he's not super popular, but stuff that's aspiring to be popular / pop music / overly produced music that has a vibe, that has a funness to listen to, all of which I think that song conveys. I think it's fun to listen to, but there's not much to it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just
kind of
shallow. Look,
you want
it to do more.
Right.
Shallow is a good word for it.
Yep.
And it was one note, and that's, like, not that one note is a bad thing, because sometimes I want to listen to a one note.
Yeah.
But in our playlist, in this specific playlist, one note will not get you far.
Yeah, it didn't. It just wasn't enough. So are there any videos that we looked at that you want to bring up either positively or negatively?
We've already covered the negative coconut video.
Yes.
God. But the Marley Hale, on the positive note?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a
fucking force.
if I may be so blunt, she's a hot little mama.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
she's
got the cool. And also, maybe not hot mama, but very cool mamas, the Limoncello.
The Limoncello?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So good.
Yep.
That, I mean, the Alison Russell that we just watched.
That's the elephant in the room for me. And I didn't want to make too big of a deal about it when we were recording, when we were talking about it initially.
Wow.
But that song, that video, listeners, watch that video, listen to that song.
Yes.
Pay attention to this woman. This woman has something to tell you and teach you, and your life will be better by spending 5 minutes watching
it's
that
amazing.
Video.
Watch a video, listen to the song, and then watch a video again.
Yeah.
Like,
and then spend every day
the rest
of your life watching that video.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Really.
We both had tears watching that video.
Another video I really liked.
Yeah.
Beirut. Mm-hmm. I never seen what he looked like intentionally, because, you know, I hate knowing what these people look like.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, such a good video.
That's such a fun. It's, and, you know, we talked about it while we were listening to it, but, like, the idea of, like, where does a guy like this learn how to write, arrange, produce, perform music with that level
in his
of
room.
Authenticity?
Right.
Like, what the fuck? I'm so impressed. I've always been impressed with his music, and, like, watching him perform live only underscores it that much more.
I would love to see him live.
Yeah.
And just, I told you about that Reddit Ask Me Anything that he did a couple years ago.
Yes.
So I have it linked here, and I will send it to you so you can put it in the show notes.
We'll put it in the notes, yeah.
he had mentioned that he... I'm not sure he hates playing live, but it terrifies him, and he's not chomping at the bit to do it or anything.
That's
but
too bad.
I would love to see him overcome his fears so I could see him play live.
Right. Or there again, you know, like, if he's ever in Richmond and wants to come by and have a bourbon, you know, he can come on the playlist, or he can not, you know, like,
we'll provide
way.
Free lodging and free bourbon.
And and here's another offer. Like, we haven't done this often, but we will make him a guest curator for a month if he wants to, if that's an inducement. Zach, if you're listening, hit us up.
If we're inviting him, we also must invite Allison Russell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would invite Allison Russell. I would invite Laura Quirk. I would invite...
This is a laundry list at this
point. A number of people. Yeah. Listening. Both our Spotify playlist and our silly little podcast are updated and released around the first of each month. We were recorded this month and every month in the warm and cozy hug of the OML Studios in downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast and subscribe to our finished order playlist on Spotify by searching for In the Distance Oblivious.
You can visit our podcast home on the internet at itdo.name, where you can find links to all of our playlist fun, our intro episodes, as well as videos of a lot of the songs that we've been talking about. Feel free to email us with questions or suggestions at music@itdo.name.
Thanks to Buffalo Trace Kentucky Bourbon Street Whiskey for helping recording this month.
Our theme music is from Red Eye by Ease Jammy Jams, accordion music by Andrew Wang. We find a lot of our great background music from Blue Dot Sessions, and all of our music is credited in our show notes. Thanks to Allison Russell.
Thanks to Black Midi.
Thanks to Carl.
Thanks, Joe.
And thanks, Frank.
Please keep listening and tell your friends. I said, doctor.
That's good.
That was excellent. Fuck yeah.